Hello and welcome back to the Squadcast, the official podcast of Glasgow Warriors. Thank you to everybody for tuning in once again and for tuning in last week. Murphy, you're back again. How are you?
I'm back.
You're back.
I'm lovely.
And we should start this podcast with two apologies, both directed to this week's guest. First of all, we very annoyingly missed his birthday on Friday. He is devastated about that. And more to the point, from a Squadcast point of view, but not to a Jack point of view, we really messed up your recording the last time you were on. So, Jack Mann, welcome back to the Squadcast, and we've got you done properly this time.
Thank you, Craig. Happy to be here.
Very happy to have you. You're plugged in. I can look at the levels in front of me and tell you that we're actually fine. So
brilliant.
We've already got further than we did last time.
No underwater recording.
Just speak up, all right?
No. If you do want to listen to Jack's previous encounter on the Squadcast or any other episodes of the Squadcast, they are all available on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and YouTube. But please, for the sake of yours truly editing this, please don't go and listen to Jack's because it's an embarrassment of a recording. But there we go. Where do you want to start? Where should we start? Saturday, Scotstoun, Benetton?
Yep.
Yep.
It was a wet one.
It was a wet
day
one.
For the Ducks.
Very
Did you like that one, Jared?
Yeah, I did.
You're welcome. No, it was a good win. Again, probably not playing our best rugby yet, but still managing to get a bonus point win. So I think the first quarter, I'd say, was pretty scrappy. And our penalty count wasn't great in our favour. But eventually we got some phases stringed together and we scored some good tries, I think. Yep. Joshy's one was great with Tommy.
Just about to ask you that. You've got four belters to choose from.
Yep.
Any particular favourite for yourself?
I'm going with a slippery eel, Seba. That was that was pretty cool.
Yeah.
No, I don't know, we watched it back today. But he's just made everyone at Treviso look so stupid. He just somehow slithered through about four or five guys, popped it to Kyle, and then Kyle's just finished it off.
Superb. Again, he's something else when he gets going as our Seba. Wee Joaquino was here on Saturday as well,
amazing.
First game. Possibly amazing. The youngest supporter in the crowd.
Surely.
All of, what, two weeks old? 3 weeks old?
Yeah.
She's
26th of October.
Nathan,
day after me.
Oh, there we go.
So,
is that just a plug for next time we forget somebody's birthday?
25th of October, my birthday.
Well, speaking of the 25th of November, seamless segue into this weekend.
We've got a game here at Scotstoun, 7:35, believe it or not, and tickets are available at www.glasgowwarriors.org.
Indeed they are, against Ulster this weekend.
Yep.
Third in the URC table, behind ourselves and behind Leinster.
It's going to be a dinger, it always is.
Not to miss.
No, you're right, Jack. But yeah, get your tickets, otherwise, why not?
Get your tickets, otherwise we'll send Jack after you.
Yeah, basically. You don't want big baldy Jack chasing after you. It's scary.
We should check in with yourself, obviously, Jack, because we've not seen you for a while now because of concussion protocols and all that good stuff. So just give us a little bit of an insight as to what you are actually doing at Scotstoun at the minute.
Yeah, so the last...
That's a great question.
The last 49 weeks have felt a bit like Groundhog Day, to be honest. Fully training, but no contact. So that involves just being in a pink bib, running around like a headless chicken, really.
You do a lot of running. Based on where our comms office is at Scotstoun, I don't know if anybody has been here, right at the back of the main stand, we've got a perfect view of the main pitch most of the time.
Yeah.
And I've lost count of the number of times that we look out the window and just Jack doing lengths of the pitch.
Yeah, exactly. So, but the last week I've been able to be integrated back into contact a little bit and stuff. So fortunately, it's the end of the RTP sort of running I've been doing. It's been really good to get back involved. It's been pretty tough getting back into the contact, but
pretty tough getting back into contact. You were doing it with Shade Monroe.
Well,
the man's got a rebuilt knee, and he's 60.
Roly polies into Shade. That wasn't tough. But the contact rotations, and butter, as Franco likes to call it.
We should give a massive shout again to, I know we did this last week as well, but the S&C and the medical team as well, for the amount of work they do behind the scenes.
Yeah, definitely. Although I didn't have to do two work on my. on my Swede, fortunately.
Yeah.
That was all me.
That's all you. It's all you. It's all grown yourself.
Yeah. Jack's turned into a bit of a machine now, so it's pretty scary. Yeah. If you see him running at you, move out of the way.
I mean, I'll be honest, the listeners of the Squadcast, if they see Jack running at them, I'd be a little bit worried as to what the situation we've encountered is. Just Jack running straight at somebody down the street. Yeah, it's like,
right,
not sure, here we go. Shall we get on with this?
We shall.
Let's get on with this. For those of you who are first-time listeners or who couldn't make out the audio from Jack's previous recording on the Squadcast, in front of Murphy there is the hat. The hat has multiple different wee scenarios written on scraps of paper. Your job, Jack, is to answer them, make the listeners want to come back next week, and generally just entertain everybody listening.
Brilliant. So, let's get
shall we?
It.
Let's go.
Question number one. From DylanW_08 on Instagram. Oh. If anyone in the squad needs anything, who is the go-to guy?
Needs anything. Is this sort of plumbers, electricians, or...
Anything. You take it the way you want to take it.
Anything.
Start off, yeah, go with that.
I feel like you're kind of the guy that I would rely on for...
I'll go take that as a compliment.
A guy that wants... If I need a hand with something...
The guy who knows a
moving house. Or the guy... Yeah, the guy... For DIY, it'd be Ali Miller.
Yeah?
He's all over the DIY scene.
Ah, I do know he did a lot of home renovations last year.
Yeah, that's his thing. He's properly into that. He was doing something with his door frames last I spoke to him, I think.
Yeah.
But no, I'll go with Murphy if I need anything.
Yeah. Listen, that's...
He's a guy that would drop everything to come in.
Yeah, that's I'll tell you, that is a massive compliment.
Well, you're filling some big shoes given the fact that the similar vein we asked this last year was 99.9% of the time Ryan Wilson was the
answer. Yeah, he's got contacts.
Oh, yeah, that's the answer.
Like Jack says, if it's moving house and stuff, that's a massive compliment. It's like one of those moments at school when the teacher would come in and ask for the five strongest boys.
Yeah.
Well, it's like hands straight up.
You got the van.
Oh yeah, I can.
From Studio,
I can whip a van about. The sofas.
The flat, yeah.
Ah, of course, yeah. But one of these is yours or ex yours? Yeah, the one that's currently behind us in the hub here at Scotstoun.
But yeah, I can parallel park a big Ford Transit van, so. I was helping the boys out shift some sofas. That was a couple of months ago now.
That was a while ago.
And for full evidence of this, find us on social media and we'll get Murphy to do the parallel parking test just for the fun of it.
Yeah. Yeah, thanks, Jack. That's a nice,
you're welcome,
that's a nice compliment. And listen, I do help at the moment.
Yep.
Like anything I've been asked from these guys, I do my bit.
Right, okay, let's not get carried away.
Yeah, I was about to say, I feel like there's a story here behind this.
Driving Jack to and from places, you know.
Yeah.
What are you talking about?
It's a charity case, so.
we've got yourself with your hugely inflated ego now as a result of this answer.
Yeah.
Right, who's your choice for this one?
Oh, depends what situation I'm in. If it's asking, if I'm needing contacts for said plumber, said electrician.
Well, I think if you're in a stick.
What do you mean by that?
If you need a help with something,
yeah, but
who would you call?
If I was needing help with electrics, I'm not calling you.
No, I know. I'm not asking you to call.
I'm quite glad about that.
Exactly. Like,
very good rugby player. Pretty sure you're not a qualified electrician.
No.
Although, are you?
I'm not qualified for anything.
Oh, there we go then.
If I need help with my golf game, I'm certainly not asking you.
This is the thing.
And now
we're digging.
Now the clothes.
This was your day off last week, wasn't it? You two were out on a...
Oh, yeah. We went on a wee romantic drive to...
Yes, yeah,
the east side,
where I'm a member. Played with my old man, and we played skins. I don't know if you know what that format is.
I do not know very much about golf apart from.
So basically, each hole's worth a point.
Okay.
So as you imagine, there's 18 points available,
yep.
And any one of us could win points. And what sort of sums up my round was that Dad and Murphy drew 9-all.
Let's just say Jack had a tough day at the office.
It was a very tough day.
And what was even, I was going to say what was even worse for him, not for me, was that he had to drive us back 2 hours. But I was just smiling in the passenger seat like a Cheshire cat while Jack was frowning, shall I say.
Didn't even want to stop for fish and chips.
No.
Oh, no, geez, that's a problem.
No, I had a salad.
Murphy, we both know you didn't have a salad.
But no, that was a lovely, we've been going on a lot of trips recently. Yeah. I think.
Where else have we gone?
Crail again.
That's true.
It's always there.
Jack made it out to Portugal as well.
Very nice.
Oh, I did, yes.
For the wee golf holiday.
That was chaos.
Again, Jack. This golf game got lost there as well. I feel like it's now my turn to big up Jack. But I think ever since he's come along from the east.
From the east.
Yeah, from the east. Boo. No, ever since Jack's come along, he's been a great addition, not only to the whole squad, but to what is known as, well, we used to be the young team, but we're now the middle-aged team. That
the older than the young team, but still quite young team.
Yeah, we'll go with that. So, no, he's been a great addition, and that's a good laugh. Jack and I have a lot of fun, even though he ends up injuring me most times.
Yeah.
This is getting far too wholesome.
Which,
let's move on.
Which I don't let him forget.
We need to get more toxicity in it.
Right, number two. from, that's a tough one, Japitio.
Yeah, I'll be honest, I was just going with Instagram names.
Japitio on Instagram.
Thank you for your question.
Who is the genetic freak in the gym? You can't see yourself.
No, I wasn't going to say
you can't see yourself.
We should clarify that for all intents and purposes, this is a good thing.
Yeah.
Who is surprising you in the gym? The genetic freak wording did slightly freak me out on the question.
You know exactly what... You know exactly what... Hold on.
Japitio.
Japitio means...
Yeah.
Just in the gym or like running and stuff as well?
We'll go just both. Just we'll split it to start off with.
So I would say in the gym, you'd probably go one of the front rowers. Lucio's pretty strong.
Murphy was getting his hopes up there for a second.
No, I don't think you're winning this one.
Okay, bud.
Yeah, Lucio springs to mind for weights. I would say all round, someone like Darge, very strong, very fit.
Yeah. It doesn't strike me as a very Rory Darge thing. It's just very good at everything.
Yeah, exactly. I've not seen any of the backs in the gym, really. So
yeah,
I don't know if there's any dark horses in there. I know Dobie's. Bit of a
he's a genetic freak. Dobie, he's
put up. Benny was saying he was putting up like 190 in squats.
Oh yeah, he's a strong wee boy.
Strong wee boy.
We should clarify again for context, because of the way we set up here, you guys can answer on the forwards because the forwards are in the gym at once.
Yes,
opposed to the backs who are in a different section.
Yeah.
So we can't give you a fully rounded answer, but everything you just said checks out. I'm going to go with it.
Who else? Yeah. What about rugby-wise? Who's a genetic freak? Tumbleweed and crickets.
I know, sorry. Demo's a bit of a genetic freak, I'd say.
Yeah, he kind of comes up with these.
But yeah, what's the difference between being just a good rugby player and a genetic freak?
So it's true.
True. Simon Bergen used to be a genetic freak.
Yeah.
He run Broncos at 4.
Yeah, that's true.
35s. And he's like 120 odd kilos. That's unheard of.
Yeah.
The one that always used to come to mind from us as well was Lee Jones.
Oh, Jonesy,
just pound for pound, one of the strongest players I think we've ever seen.
I don't think you've come across paths with Jonesy. He was ridiculous. The most shredded man I've ever met.
Yeah.
Which probably results to why he was a genetic freak. Jonesy's up there.
Like 4 Commonwealth games in 7s, that probably explains a lot.
Yeah, it probably does help. Yeah. And eating well as well. I'm sure he dabbles with a salad, like me.
Yeah, he actually does go for a salad when he goes to
the What are you trying to say? I think Demo's probably the best shout. He's so athletic. It's
very athletic.
And he doesn't stop.
Yeah.
And then again, but Nonny. He's 135 Nonny. Kilos in shifts.
But then I feel like...
Yeah. I would, you know what?
Because that would maybe Seba for out speed and stuff like that.
Change of direction as well.
Kyle Rule. Another good athlete.
Yeah. This is going the same way as our question last week about who's the greatest player of the last... Whoever is the buzzword. Just lists 15 people.
Yeah, exactly. So subjective.
So it is. Good question, though.
Yeah, thanks.
Japitio
from Instagram. Moving on. Oh, if you had to pull off a heist, who's your partner in crime from Eleanor?
Eleanor is our video intern here. That
was of course.
actually sparked by us lifting the two trophies to the URC Media Day.
Oh, right, okay.
It looks like we're carrying off a heist as we leave Murrayfield.
Right, I'm going to say you can have a team of 4.
A team of 4?
Yeah, and you're stealing...
I was about to say the 1872 Cup, but that's ours at the minute anyway.
What's that wee street on Buchanan Street that's got like... is it Argyle...
Oh,
arcade,
the one with the jewelers. Yeah.
We're all like thousands of pounds of jewelry.
Can I take a sort of Lester from GTA?
Yeah, you can
be the planner as opposed to
you. There you go. You get your team and you can delegate.
Yeah,
the A team, like the A team. Who's Murdoch?
Who's Murdoch? Gregor Byrne can be Murdoch because he wants to
fly helicopters.
Well, actually,
planes.
Batty's already qualified, so I'll go Batty for Murdoch.
Nice. Smart. What, you're going to take off up Buchanan Street, are you?
Yeah.
Yeah, it doesn't matter about getaway car, we're going to have a getaway plane.
Yeah. That's a great shout.
Who's going to be the muscle in BA? BA. I feel like Lucio's already got the haircut, sort of, especially with his new one.
He's getting
shaved at the sides. So we'll go Luch with the muscle.
Yeah, nice. You can batter through the windows.
Yeah, definitely.
What's the other guy called?
Stick RT in there for a bit of brains. And legal help if it all goes south.
I was going to say, no muscle there.
Yeah.
So you got Lucio, Batty and RT.
Yeah, nice. And then...
You don't stick it yourself in there, are you?
No, I told you, I'm coordinator.
Okay.
He's the man.
You're the man in the van that's got all like the...
Exactly, yeah. Exactly, the cameras. Third, who have we got? Murdoch, BA... RT's the brains, Liam Neeson's role. Who's the other guy?
I can't remember. I was literally just
my face.
Face.
I think it is. I think it is. Face.
Don't know. I've
got face. Don't do this.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Don't ask me what he does. Not sure.
Maybe go Seba in case we need some Spanish speaking or something. I don't know how that would help. And speed, exactly.
Sprinting out
to run it for the runaway.
We should say for the record that everybody in the Argyle Arcade, we are not planning a heist.
I don't know.
Murphy might be planning a heist.
Money would be nice.
Seen a couple of Rolexes in there. Oh, Hannibal.
Hannibal.
Hannibal, B.A. Baracus. I'm trying to look at the characters right now and I'm getting the old one.
They're not the same characters, Murphy. It's just a different...
Yeah, I know.
We should say Murphy's on our research assistant, otherwise known as Google.
What's the pull it up, Jamie?
Jamie, pull that up. Yeah, who's the Jamie for the Glasgow Warriors Squadcast?
Currently Craig.
Currently me, by the sense of it.
Right, so Hannibal is the Liam Neeson. He's the brains guy. Who's that?
That's RT.
I thought it was you.
No, I've told you.
Oh, sorry. Face is the Bradley Cooper guy.
Okay.
I don't really know what he does.
Yeah.
Who looks like Bradley Cooper, especially where you're going with this.
I can't see myself.
You don't have the hair.
No, that's true.
Oh, who would be the baddie, Lynch?
Well, we've not got a baddie. It's just a heist of an arcade.
True, but you just for saying sake, if you had to have a baddie, Franco would be the baddie.
Jack's Ulster. Currently very quickly trying to work out how he gets out of this. Ulster's a good shout.
Yeah, we'll go Ulster.
Ulster's Lynch.
Yeah,
I feel like you're going to have a bloody big plane to get you, Batty, Lucio and kilos of jewellery.
What's the biggest plane, Batty flies?
Get some big C-17 Globetrotter up there.
Yeah.
If anybody knows how to hook us up, Glasgow Airport, sponsors, you're there. Thank you.
We're still yet to, by the way, Glasgow Airport are going to sort us out with doing a...
Oh, really?
Glasgow Airport are going to sort us out with doing a squadcast in the air with Wombat.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, they don't know this yet, but
we're just hinting it to them now.
So. I'll be honest, I don't think Jamie knows this either.
What did we say it was going to be called? Aircast. Batty Aircast.
That'd be a great idea.
Yeah, could be something new.
Last one.
Right.
Last one. Let's go, Murphy.
Right. This is okay. We've had this, but I feel like from your point of view, it might be a bit different. Who would you least like to sit next to on a flight, for a long-haul flight?
Least like to sit next to?
You could go, take it whatever way you want it.
I mean, if you're Sione Vailanu, that's an excuse to just throw Lucio under the bus, but...
Yeah. You wouldn't want to sit next to one of the big boys, purely for sort of...
space. Yeah, armrest.
Armrest, space, exactly. Heard Lucio's a big snorer, so is Enrique. So you wouldn't want to be next to them.
What about for like general chat and just like
what you just asked me to, who's the worst bloke at the back door? That's a bit of a loaded question.
No, I'm just saying. Listen,
and I can't say you.
We've got to get some dirt on some players. This is what this is for. This is exactly what this is for.
Ah, fair.
The fans want to know there's a bit of animosity between everyone.
Can I say no one? Because we spend so much time with each other anyway.
Well, you wouldn't want to sit next to anyone.
Yeah, maybe chucking into a row with just...
Get a business class, bro. Get yourself.
Yeah, maybe.
Turn left only, eh?
Yeah.
Wouldn't know how that feels.
No, not yet. Not yet. South Africa trip's coming up soon.
No, yeah. May.
May. Yeah.
That's,
soonish.
Well, depends...
In the grand scheme of time in the world.
Yeah, exactly. Yes, I'm going to live till 80 odd. That's soon, all right?
I mean, I hope we can live longer than that, but yeah.
Yeah. Who knows? Who knows at this rate?
Yeah, no, even if the South African trip is coming up, I'll definitely not turn left at that point. Like, yeah. You guys will be up there, I'll be down the other
side. No, we're Jack and I, humble. We'll be at the back in the cattle class, as they call it.
Cattle class.
Have you been on? You haven't been to many trips away, have you?
I've not been to any yet.
Bath was Bath.
Did
we drive or fly?
We flew to Bristol.
Flew back. Yes.
Your debut.
Yes.
Do you remember who you sat next to?
I can't. Yeah. No. On the way back, I think it was Pricey.
Nice.
Sat next to Pricey. Because I remember we were talking about the World Cup was on at that time.
Football.
Yes. Yeah, the World Cup was. What a time, by the way, the qualifiers for that. 10 o'clock, 1 o'clock.
4 o'clock and 7.
Yeah, 4 o'clock, 7 o'clock games.
Yeah. How you remember that is crazy.
I've got a very selective memory.
Yeah, I was going to say. Pricey is a good one to be sat next to.
Yeah, I feel it probably would be.
We talked about that last time.
Yeah.
Sit next to any 9.
Yeah, anybody that wears 9 or 10 probably is a decent place to go from a sit next to point of view.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah.
Size, chat. Nice.
Yeah. I mean, I've got both, so.
Yes.
Yeah. What's the next
too much trip? of the former, I think.
Yeah, I think Jack and I have actually spent too much time together the past month.
Yeah.
2 months.
Definitely.
We've been going on simulator golf sessions recently.
Oh, yeah. Are you playing for points on that one as well, or is that a...
That's more of a... Well, it used to be a let's try build our golf game and... try and like build each other's confidence while playing golf, but now it's just turned into...
It always ends up getting quite toxic, to be honest. But yeah, no, it is actually quite good. Get in the garage, work on the mechanics throughout the winter.
Oh, yeah. Nice. Wait until summer, get us back on here.
Well, that's the follow-up.
And we'll probably be worse.
Yeah,
that'll probably be the follow-up to Aircast, is we'll just have to be back on solid ground, so we'll just go around in a golf cart.
Yeah.
It's fine.
This is growing arms and legs, and I love it. Imagine like us two playing golf, mic'd up, Craig's following us in his little golf buggy.
I don't think that would be as good as you're imagining it, because I'd just be fuming the entire
time. Exactly.
Just saying, not saying anything.
Listen, Jack is the nicest person anywhere you go. Nothing will annoy him. Whatever you do, whatever you say, nothing will press his buttons. Unless you're on the golf course.
I can throw a tantrum.
If he hits a bad shot, if he hits like an average shot and you chirp up to him, oh my God.
I almost punched Murphy in Portugal, actually.
Jack was having a tough round. I chirped up. And let's say his walk back from the tee box to the golf cart, he beelined straight towards me and I thought I was going to get a fist in
the teeth. I didn't beeline,
but I
was walking past you as you made
He was looking
comment.
Through me. He wasn't looking
there
at
was
me.
There was a wind-up, definitely.
There was a death stare.
There was a...
Oh, I'll tell you what, Craig, it was probably one of the funniest moments.
I should ask you, before we wrap this up probably as well, I'm aware that, pretty sure, correct me if I'm wrong, hot chocolate fan?
No, coffee guy. Coffee guy.
Who was that? Oh, it was Gregor. This has been a completely
pointless segment. Jeebs, the hot chocolate guy. Jeebs Brown.
Speaking of, did you grab yourself? I don't know, you might not have been there. The wee coffee van at
Business Club.
In Business Club at the weekend. What was it called again?
Saint Mocha.
Yes, it was. Jeebs. Gregor Brown said that the hot chocolate was unbelievable.
Oh really?
Yeah. We've got a couple of decent hot chocolate vendors now as well.
Hector and Harriet. I've actually been recommended by fans.
Yes.
There was a couple folk at the it was actually the last open session, remember?
Yep. Yeah, yeah.
And I'm like, Murphy, and I was like, oh no, here we go. Who's this? He goes, oh, fan of the Squadcast. You need to try Hector and Harriet. Apparently marshmallows, a little bit of cream.
Yep.
Queen with a flake.
Yeah.
apparently get the whole lot, which I'm still yet to dabble on.
Well, stay tuned.
Stay tuned, because you can get an ASMR review of it.
And on that note, that is the end of this episode of the Squadcast. Thank you very much to Jack for sticking around and making your... We'll call it your official debut, let's be honest. Last one probably doesn't count much. Murphy, thank you as always again.
Thank you.
And we will see you on Saturday night, Warrior Nation, 7:35 kickoff against Ulster in the BKT URC. Tickets available at www.glasgowwarriors.org. I just about managed to get through that without stumbling over the words. Anyway, in the meantime, he's been Jack Mann, he's been Murphy Walker, I've been Craig Wright, and this has been the Glasgow Warriors Squadcast.